Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for our Thursday night Mishmar. Tonight's topic is continuing our discussions that we'd had for the previous few weeks about making early Shabbos. And tonight's discussion regarding early Shabbos is what time to daven mincha. Meaning, we talked about how early you could be mekabel Shabbos. We talk about when you are mekabel early Shabbos, could you ask others to do malacha for you, Jews, Gentiles? We talked about what happens when you make early Shabbos. Could your wife do malacha? When you're mekabel early, does she have to be mekabel early? Tonight we're going to talk about what time should the shul schedule mincha to be. We know that there are many shuls in America that have a 7 p.m. summer mincha early Shabbos. That's really what I'd like to aim towards. Is that halachically appropriate? Is it halachically questionable? Our shul doesn't have that. Our shul has plag mincha. We have we have a regular plag mincha, and then we found another shita to make another convenient time, another plag mincha of the Magen Avram. We'll see if we'll, I don't know if we'll get to speak about why that's the Magen Avram is not the most ideal plag, but we don't do the 7 o'clock mincha. Why? Why do we have that? Isn't it easier for people to remember 7 o'clock? We'll go the same every week, so we'll talk about that a little bit, richas. But then we're also going to be melamed zechus on the shuls, the many shuls that do have a 7 o'clock mincha. So hopefully we'll try to be a somewhat balanced, I won't say 100% balanced, but we'll try to present at least different studim. So the sugya begins with the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavav, source number one. Zak the Mishnah, not the Gemara, but the Mishnah, Zak the Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. So we have Machlokas, what is the latest time for Mincha? So in our shul, we daven Mincha right 10 minutes before Shkia. So clearly we're holding like the Tana Kama, Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Plag HaMincha is when the last time that you could daven Mincha, and presumably whatever you hold, the latest time for Mincha is, let's say we daven here Mincha until Shkia, so Marav, you could daven after Shkia. But Rabbi Yehuda, who argues and holds that you could daven Mincha until Plag, only until Plag, he would hold that you could daven Marav after Plag. So if I would ask you, who's being Mekel and who's Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan? Correct. It depends where. As I think, I don't know, the Mishra Berurah or others point that Mishra Berurah maybe points out that there's no answer to this question. The Mekel from Mincha is the one who lets you daven Mincha later, which is Rabbanan. The Mekel from Marav is the one who lets you daven Marav starting earlier, which is Rabbi Yehuda. So it depends what your agenda is to figure out which is more machmir and more kal, but that's... Now, how do we paskin? Zak the Gemara and Brachis, Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph.
Is it clear that Yehuda says you could daven Marav from Par?
Yeah, I don't remember where, but let's hold for a second. Let's hold for a second, see if anything comes out from the Marav. You're asking if just because he talked about Mincha, does that tell you that once Mincha's over, that right. Marav immediately starts thereafter? We'll see that, maybe not. Zok the Gemara, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev, how do we paskin? Amar Rav Chista, Necha Zayana, let's see. Midurav Matzli Shel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos Mibod Yom. We know that Rav, the great Godel Hador Rav, he made early Shabbos. He davened Ma'ariv of Shabbos when it was still Friday. Shema Minah Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The only way that you could daven Ma'ariv while it's Friday, that could only make sense if you hold that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv before Shkia. Because if it's after Shkia, then it's not Mibod Yom. So if he held that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, it must be that he held like Rabbi Yehuda. This is the answer to your question, Avi. The fact that we're bringing a proof, and the fact that he davened Ma'ariv before Shkia, that must be that, and that's a proof to Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven Mincha till Plag, and then you could start davening Marv. According to Rabbanan, that you have that Marv can only be after Shkia. How could he daven Marv on Friday afternoons early? Correct. Says the Gemara, Adarab, why are you bringing a Rai from Rav? Everyone else didn't do that. Midrav Huna, Virabbanan, Lohavu Matzla Adurta. They didn't daven an early Marv on Friday night. They waited till nighttime. It must be that they were careful not to daven Marv before nightfall. That hold, they must hold like that we pass like Chacham. Shmaya in halachik Rabbi Yehuda that you can't have Marv as early as Plag. You have to wait till nightfall. So, do we follow Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda? Do we follow Rav's practice of making an early of davening Marv early on Friday nights, or the other Rabbanan's practice to daven late on Friday nights? Concludes the Gemara. with the conclusion. We have the beautiful, very rare psak of the Gemara, Da'avid Kamaravid, Uda'avid Kamaravid. Do whatever you want. You could want to do like this, do like that, do like this, do like that. You could choose either to go like the Rabbanon, and therefore that's what we typically daven until Mincha every, Mincha's until Shki every day, after which we daven Marav, or you could choose otherwise. So, if you want to go to the White Shul Plag Mincha Minyan, you want to do that? Do that. You want to come to Shari Tefillah, the regular Shkia, and after Shkia, Mincha Marav, then do that. That's your choice. But, there's a big but. Comes the Rashba, and he quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah that everybody quotes. Let's see what the Rashba says on this Gemara Brachos. What are the parameters of this, the Avid Kamaravid? He says the following. Let's skip the first line. Let's go to the second paragraph. Hilkach, itzal itfilas mincha ta'erev. If you're going to be davening mincha until shkia, like what we do here in our shul, su lo matzi likdume litzluye tfilas erev b'plak ha-mincha. V'lo yehe oseh pam kereb Yehuda, pam kerebanan. You're not allowed to mix and match. You can't, sometimes when it's convenient, daven mincha til shkia, and other days when it's convenient, Davin Marav after Plag. You can't mix and match. You have to choose to be either a Rabbanan Jew and therefore Davin Mincha every day till Shkia Marav after Shkia, or a Rabbi Yehuda Jew and Davin Mincha before Plag every day, and then yeah, of course you could Davin a Marav after Plag every day. You can't switch. And therefore, Umina, and from this, from the fact that I'm saying you're not allowed to switch off, hello Rabbi David, Umina Anan, we. We, certainly in our shul, we have a custom to daven mincha till shkia. We're not allowed to make the suleslan litzluya shel erev ad the yispne yoma. We're not allowed to daven marv early before shkia. Oh, so wait a second. What about that famous gemara that Rav made early Shabbos? I thought you're not allowed to make early Shabbos if you daven shkia till mincha. How could you daven marv before shkia? Guess what? Look what I have involved. V'rav, v'chol hani, all those who make early Shabbos, t'tzol shel Shabbos v'erev Shabbos, it's not that you're allowed to do this on Fridays. No, it must be that they always held that on Friday, that every day of the afternoon, you could daven marv as early as plag, because you can only daven mincha until plag. V'rav, v'chol hani, t'tzol shel Shabbos v'erev Shabbos, k'rib Yehuda s'fir lehu, v'lo ma'achro t'filas ha-mincha l'olam mi'plag ha-mincha l'el. According to those who make early Shabbos, Rav, for example, the king of early Shabbos in Shas, he must have finished Mincha every single day of the year by Plag HaMincha. Not like us, so we're in trouble.
What did the Brisa say that Rav Davin, or Gemara said that Rav Davin daf erev Shabbos, and not every day?
Because he daf Meir before Shabbos.
The other days he was more careful about Kriya Shema. He wanted to daven Marav after Kriya Shema. He wanted to say Kriya Shema Bizman, as we'll see in the next line. He always would finish Mincha by Plag, and on Shabbos he would daven Marav right after Plag. The other days of the week he'd daven Marav later, probably. No, you can't be. It's a kula and a it's a right. I assume he held from a Yehuda. Right, I assume it wasn't just being mach from Yehuda, it sounds from the Rashba that he held like it. Umihu, tefila bilachudhu dehavu matzlu. Letzorech shah lemitzvah. When they made that early Shabbos, when it says that Rav made early Shabbos, it doesn't mean that he was yotzei kriya shma at four in the afternoon or 4:30 in the afternoon. It just means he davened marav at 4 in the afternoon, so that he could be mekabel Shabbos and start a suda early. Amal kriya shma lo havu karu ad seisak lechavim, and he would just daven a shmona esrei without kriya shma, and he said kriya shma later on at night when it was nizman kriya shma. Fine, that's less important for us. What we see here in this Rashba is that you can't mix and match. If you're gonna go with Rabbi Yehuda all year, that's fine, you can daven a plag all year. But if, for example, today you daven in Sharei because that's where you usually daven, and tomorrow you want to daven at the White Shul Plag and daven mincha marav before mincha before plag and marav after plag. You can't do that, says Rashba. You can't do it. You have to choose which religion you want. Do you want to choose the religion of Rabbanan and therefore you go till you daven mincha till shkia and marav after shkia, or the religion of Rabbi Yehuda that you daven mincha till plag and then you will be allowed to daven marav while it is still daylight after plag. So that's all the background. How do we paskin in the shaila? Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, you can skip the first line, that just says that mincha is as early as 12, half past noon. Says Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, Zman Tfilas Mincha. The Iker Zmana, when is the Iker Zman? You'll see what he's saying, something fascinating. He said the Iker Zman, even though you're allowed to daven mincha as early as half past noon, what we call mincha gedola, that's not the proper time for mincha. You really should daven mincha ketana, which is later in the day, not the early mincha. Really, it's from 3:30 in the afternoon until shkia, according to Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, it ends at, again, on a 6-to-6 day, ad plag hamincha, which is 4:45. That's 4:45. And how do we paskin? Do we go in mincha until shkia, or is mincha only until plag? Vasikna, we conclude, either way. David kamaravid. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, that has to be with consistency. Look what I underlined. V'hushe yase le'olam k'chad minayo. You always have to maintain your position. For example, shim osek rabbanu mispal minchad halayla, if you always daven mincha til shkia, you can't the next day. Eno yachol hispal arvis miplaga mincha l'mala. V'im osek rabbi Yehuda mispal arvis miplaga mincha l'mala. If you hold like rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to daven mar from plag, then you're not allowed to daven mincha anymore. Once it's plaque. Okay.
Is it you could work with Rabbi Zatam? If you replace the Davin's mincha at 60 minutes after shkia, I assume so.
But keep in mind, you're talking about Rishonim, here we're talking about Tanaim. Here we're talking about going, maintaining a consistency with which opinion of the Tanaim, because there's no psak. Because the Gemara told us the Avi Kamarav. That means you could follow this opinion or you could follow that opinion. You're asking me a very different shaila. There's no Gemara that says, go like Rabbeinu Tam or go like the Gaonim, and you have to follow one opinion. That's a very different kind of shaila. There's no Gemara that says the Rashba is explaining. What did the Gemara mean when it says the Avi Kamarav or the Avi Kamarav? That means you're permitted to choose which opinion will be your religion for the rest of your life, for the year. Let's say you could change every year, but that's your...
Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not really night that you still have to daven, at least according to this Rashi.
Yes, according to the Rashi, but even if you are allowed to daven as early as Plaka Mincha, that is not true for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema has a different parameter, and Kriya Shema has to be night, because Kriya Shema is a din of a Shachpacha. That's a different night. It has to be nighttime for...
Right. I'm just wondering if there are other dinim, let's say, that have to be done during the day.
Meaning, would Rabbi Hud, who allows you to daven marav as early as 4:45 p.m., does he allow you to eat matzah, and does he allow you to read the Megillah?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. This might only be a different din in.
Or if you fast Yom Kippur Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Could you finish right? So if you always daven marav at Plag HaMincha, if you're fasting on a certain day, could you finish your fast early? That's a good deal. Okay. So what we just said, and a lot of people don't realize what we just said, is that even from day to day, you're not permitted to switch your position. Obviously, as the Magen Avraham will tell us on this Simon Reish Lamed Gimel Hey, the Magen Avraham will say, if you can't switch from day to day, certainly you can't switch within one day, meaning what we call a Tarta Desasri. Let's say you want to daven Mincha at 7 p.m. on Friday, after plag, and you want to daven Marev at 7:30 p.m. on tomorrow, which is before Shkia. So the 7 o'clock Mincha on Erev Shabbos, which is 7 o'clock, is after plag, and Marev, which is a few minutes after that, is before Shkia, that would be what we call a Tarta Desasrei. Zok the Magen Avraham, Perish Shelo Yinog Pam Kach Pam Kach, you can't switch off one day going like Rabbi Yehuda, one like Rabbanu, but when we call Shekin, this is what I just said, Shelo Yisrael B'yom Echad, Mincha Achar Plaga Mincha, Va'arvis Kodem Tzeis HaKocham. That you definitely can't do. Okay. But, the Magen Avraham elsewhere That was in Hilchis, Reish Lamed Gimel is not in Hilchis Shabbos. That's in Hilchis Minchar Marav. Now let's talk about Shabbos. Let's talk about Friday night. Says the Magen Avram, in source number 6, Reish Samach Simen, Zami, Zayin, La Maskana, do you buy Avid Kamar Avid? According to the Maskana that you have to choose one way or the other, look what I have here in red. Rosh Elahaktim Be'erev Shabbos? Afal Pi Shebechol Ose Karabonon. Oh, we just came out with a cool. Even though all week long, we all daven mincha until shkia. That means we daven marav after shkia and not before and not after plag. But tomorrow on erev Shabbos, if you want, you could switch what you did on Thursday to what you did on Friday. And on even though on Thursday you daven mincha to shkia marav after shkia, on Friday tomorrow when you make an early Shabbos, you could daven mincha till plag and daven marav after plag, and that would be okay. Now, he says a fabulous svara. We're going to skip it because Aruch HaShulchan says the...
And you can't do on Shabbos afternoon.
What?
You couldn't do it Shabbos afternoon.
If you made early Shabbos on Friday afternoon, you're asking if you daven Mariv after Plag on Friday afternoon, you're asking,
yeah,
could you daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon till Shkia?
Yeah.
So we'll... It is for whatever reason, we are going to... I hear your question. I haven't seen anyone address your question. So he's going to give an answer why we have this special leniency on Shabbat, on Friday afternoons. Well, one is going to be, this is what I mentioned between Rechamar, those of you who are there, Friday afternoon you have Tosefes Shabbat, so for Tosefes Shabbat, we'll be willing to let you switch opinions. Not to do a Tata Disasri, that we'll see in the next line. Not to daven at a 7 o'clock minion on Friday afternoon, that he doesn't allow you to do. But to switch what you did on Sunday through Thursday, which is to daven mincha til shkia, and marav after shkia, he'll allow you on Friday to make the changing point, the fulcrum, the point that, the inflection point, I don't know what word to use, fulcrum. That will be around, you could straddle, plag ha-mincha, fine. As he says, look what I underlined right before number 7, to be Yom Echad Ein Laso Shnei Kulei Detar Desarsrei Ahadadi, and therefore in Erev Shabbos, you can't daven, you have to make sure you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. Okay, good. So for Oneg Shabbos, you cannot be Sofrim?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using the word Oneg, I'll use the word Tosefes Shabbos.
What?
Tosefes Shabbos. Because of Tosefes Shabbos, to add for the opportunity to add Kedusha.
Some halachas also lean toward
Oneg
Shabbos.
Yeah, no, I'm joking, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't use the word Oneg, they use the word Tosefes. For Tosefes Shabbos, you'll see the next line. Look in our source number 7.
To be able to do on Shabbos what appears to be Tartar
Desasri. Oh, on Shabbos afternoon?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen anyone address that. I didn't see anyone address that. Not sure. So let's see in source number 7, he points out that normally you can't switch from one opinion that you did all week long to another opinion, but for Erev Shabbos you can, and you can make an early Shabbos straddling plag, which is what we do in our shul. And that's not considered tied to the Sasri. Look what I underlined in source number 7. Because of Tosefes Shabbos, that was one reason. And another reason, which here is in italics, which is a beautiful reason, which I spoke about between Mincha and Maariv, is that what's the whole reason you daven Maariv every week in general? Why do you daven Maariv in general? You daven Maariv connected karbanos. What karbanos were brought on night times? The leftover hektar, imur, v'chalav, whatever was left over, the leftover meats that weren't consumed on the Mizbeach. However, there was one night a week that you weren't allowed to do that, Friday night. Friday night, you're not allowed to burn the leftover meat, so therefore, wait, that means when were they burnt? When were the leftover meats burnt? It must have been burnt Friday late afternoon. So if the karbanos were brought late Friday afternoon, so to Mara, which is connected to those same karbanos, could also be Friday afternoon. So even though all week long, you always dav marav after shkia, Friday afternoon, that's the leniency. It should parallel the karbanos, and you could do it after plag, just like the korbanos are burnt. These korbanos, these extra korbanos, are burnt after plag. However, look at the last line of the Zarach HaShulchan. Omnam, ha-mincha shel erev Shabbos behechreach, it must be she'ispalo kodem plag ha-mincha. To biyom echad, i'eshe la'asos tatad esasrei. Even though normally you daven like after Shkia, you daven Marv after Shkia, it's okay. Shabbos you could daven Marv, Friday night you could daven Marv early, but it has to be that you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha. Because you can't have a stira in one day. You can't daven in one day after Plag HaMincha, so you're going like Chachamim, and daven Marv before Shkia, so you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a tithe of the Sasri, that's not okay. Which is what we said three times. But now look what I underlined at the end of number seven. V'yesh Misha Omer, and this is going to be the first kula that we're seeing that allows a Tarta de Sasre for Friday afternoon that would allow a 7 p.m. mincha. V'yesh Misha Omer debitzibur, if it's a minyan, as opposed to you davening at home, gam b'chahai gavna mutter, then you'd be able to daven even a Tarta de Sasre. Interesting. What? A real Tarta de Sasre. A real Tathat Sasser. Where is this from? This is from, parentheses, Derech HaChaim. So I opened up a Derech HaChaim. Where's the Derech HaChaim? There's no, I don't have the Sefer Derech HaChaim, but there's a Sefer called Otzer HaTfilos, which is like a Mekoros Gedolos on the Siddur. And the Nesivis has a Perish, I don't know if it's a Perish, more the Halachas of the Siddur. And the Nesivis' Halachas of the Siddur are interpolated before each Tfilah. So I went to Mincha, of a weekday in the Siddur, Otzer HaTfilah Siddur, and I saw that Derech HaChai and the Nesivis is halachas before, and I found it, and this is the halacha that I found. And when I looked inside, you know what I found? That the Nesivis himself is going to make a comment nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. He's going to come up with a wild kula that applies every day of the week, and is going to be a big limud zechus for those people who will, otherwise will not be able to make a minyan, will daven a plag minyan, even though every other day of the week they don't. Let's see that. Actually, let me rephrase that. This will be a limud zechus for people who, if they otherwise wouldn't be able to daven with a minyan, could daven 7 o'clock all summer long, even though it's not straddling plag. What? Let's say you lived there was a bungalow colony.
If you're here,
that's what I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about, let's say you live in a bungalow colony or camp. Let's say they have a camp. The camp has mincha 7 o'clock. It's good for the kids. 7 o'clock mincha, 7:10 marv. It's good for the kids, for the programming. You're an adult. You're going to do what you want to do. You're a staff member. Should you daven with them, or should you daven b'chidus, when you're supposed to daven, without making the stira? Let's see what this Nesiva says in the Siddur Derech HaChaim. Siddur Derech HaChaim. Lachain, lo yaseh tarta de sasri hadadeh. You can't do a contradiction. L'hispal mincha u'mayrev v'zman echad. You can't have both mincha and marev in the time that it's either zman mincha or zman marev. Meaning that it's time. Shehu zman mincha o marev, fine. Mihu, I skipped a few words. Mihu, betzibur, look what he says. A svara that we have not mentioned at all. Betzibur, what's unique about a tzibur? Ho betircha leilechul his asfeim, he kilubazeh, venagul his palal shneem yachad. It's hard to gather people. If you gathered people, you got 10 people together to make sometimes you're in Hershey Park, and you chop 10 people. You can chop 10 people, that's terrific. It's going to be very hard to chop 10 people again for Myriv, when you're supposed to. So let's say you have 10 people at 7 o'clock in Hershey Park, and the park's open till 8:30. Later on, people are going to start going home, people are going to start, who knows what ride they'll be on, who knows if their wives are going to let them take out 10 minutes. 7 o'clock, you have them. So you have them for Mincha, 7 o'clock. It's after Plag, which is fine, you can have Mincha after Plag, I always have Mincha after Plag. But now that they're all gathered together, if you say, okay, since we're daven mincha after plag, we really should daven marav after shkia, by after shkia they might not be around. It might not be so easy to gather them. So therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and take advantage of the fact that everyone's gathered together and daven a stira, even on the same day. Even though Maariv is supposed to be, if you daven Mincha, you have to plug. You daven Mincha at 7 o'clock, you shouldn't daven Maariv till 8:30 this week. No, we'll allow you. Once you gather them, so it's not hard to gather them a second time.
You can't. They go to the dining room after the daven. So if they should just daven Mincha the shul, go to the dining room, and daven Maariv in the dining room.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. What you're saying is that this is not an ideal way to schedule something for a community. It just happens to be that if you gathered some people together, and they're gathered, and so let's say, for example, in a community where people won't come every, you know, if you change the week every week, it changes by 7-8 minutes, and because the population is a young population, everyone's putting their kids to bed at 8 o'clock, and you can't have Mincha Maariv at 8:10. I mean, the husbands will be very happy about that. They're exempt from Maariv, but you have to have Maariv. If you live in a population where a young community, where everyone has little kids, they're not going to come. The wives won't let them come to Mincha Maariv if it's going to be later. So you have to do 7 o'clock. That's all. If you're going to gather them, the only way you could be able to gather them successfully is, says the Derech HaChaim. Then you could do a stira even on the same day. But that's only because there's an inyan of gathering people. But on your own, in your house, you would not be able to do this by yourself. That's the kula of the Derech HaChaim. The Aruch HaShulchan borrowed this kula when? Only on Friday night. He's not willing to take it so far, but on Friday nights, since there's an opinion of the Derech HaChaim that says from Minyan, you gathered them, so b'tzibur, it's okay. Now, look at the, we're going to analyze this kula for a minute. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this kula.
The Magen Avraham's kula works between days.
The Magen Avraham's kula is between days, not on one day. That just means that, but that means you have to daven Mincha early. Yes. Yeah, the Magen Avraham that says you're allowed to daven Maariv early on Friday night, that meant, but if you daven Mincha, you have to daven Mincha before Plag.
Right, even the Yechidus, whereas the
Yes. This Heter is only Heter B'tzibur. But remember, they're talking about different Stiras.
Yeah.
That Magen Avraham is talking about between different days, here we're talking about on the same day. So this is the biggest Kula that we've found so far. Even on the same day, you could do a Stira if it's to enable the Minyan to keep. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in very few words. V'yesh omrim, t'v'tzibur yesh lahakel is par of marav b'od yom afim hispal mincha achar plaga mincha. There's this Derech HaChaim who allows it. V'nir Ali, says Mishnah Berurah, shein l'smachal zeh. You can't rely on this. Rak kishum hispal marav al kopanim b'bein hashmashos v'shasad chak. Only if marav is going to be after shkia, v'alo kshu adayin yom, v'ada yom, if it's daytime before shkia, you can't rely on this. But look at the Be'er Halacha. Look at the Be'er Halacha. Why can't you rely on this Derech HaChaim? Umasha kasavnu. There's the Be'er Halacha in Simon Reish Samach Zayin. Umasha kasavnu, she'in lismoch, that you shouldn't rely on this Derech HaChaim. Who should the kol achron l'viz kirukulizu. No one else said this. This is the Nesiva is coming up and making up a permutation and a sugya that everyone discusses. No one mentioned this. And since no one else, there's no source for this, why should you rely on this for Shabbos if you never rely on it all week long? Why should you rely on it for Shabbos? I don't know. Okay. So until now, we basically saw that the consensus of all the opinions, all the poskim, is that there should not be permission to make a 7 o'clock mincha in shuls or shtiblach on Friday afternoon. You should not be able to have a 7 o'clock mincha maariv, except when you're not going to be able to have a minyan otherwise. If the only way people will make a minyan, so if you're convinced that you'll only get a minyan Friday night in your shul, your community, if it's 7 o'clock and you're not straddling plow, you're just going to have it messed up, start to the Sazri. If you can't get a minyan, you have a Derech HaChaim to rely on. Other than that,
pull the constituents.
I don't think you should pull this constituents. I'll tell you why. If you have an Orthodox community that's a somewhat Torah Dika community, they're going to come to Mincha Maariv Friday night. I don't think any, you know, maybe very marginally Orthodox communities, if it's not convenient, they won't come.
Depends on where you are. There's certainly communities, at least that I'm aware of, that they'll just say, I'm just going to daven at home, if it's not convenient.
That the shul won't, okay, fine. So
there will be a significant population.
On a Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos. I'm not talking about on a weekday.
Or if it's not a local shul.
I'm talking about a Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos.
That, I'm not sure.
Or people that walk from 10, 20 blocks away.
Yeah.
The shul, right. Of course, considering we need time, I'll just stop.
No, they'll be, if people walk far to get to a shul and they'll just daven at a closer shul, so the shul shouldn't, I don't think the shul should make a minyan that does a tie to the sasa because it wants to have a minyan if the people could find anyway daven at a right at the proper time. Okay.
I hear.
Okay. Okay. So you have to. What are the parameters of a shul in danger of falling apart? I don't. That's a little bit beyond the scope of this.
Community that has 20 minyanim versus a community that has one minyan, and then you're concerned that the shul will fall apart. It's two different.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. That's a different story. What I'd like to do now is switch my tune entirely and try to find a tzad to permit, try to find a shitas that would allow you to make a 7 p.m. Shabbat Friday afternoon mincha
meir. To start, we have the Truman Sedeshin, which we've mentioned a couple of times already. You can daven before plod mincha meir. You can certainly daven mincha meir after plod.
The Truman Sedeshin said that they davened very early, which was understood to mean that they probably davened Marib before a plague.
Right.
They finished the meal. No, they didn't finish the meal before a plague, but
they finished
the meal before Shkia. They finished the meal while there was still light.
Right.
So you're saying if you could daven Mincha Marib before a plague, you'd probably daven Mincha Marib after a plague. It could be. I hear that Svara. Okay, it could be the Truman Sedeshin, even though, again, that's a wild Truman Sedeshin that we don't rely on, but I hear that. That's one. Good. Good. Very good. Truman Sedeshin. I didn't think of that. Excellent. Now, let's look at, I have three things to show you. Number one, the Ravya. This is Ravya in Brachas Siman Pei Gimel. The Ravya says, the thing that you can't do, you have to pick your Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, who are you? Don't do sometimes like this, sometimes like that, that's a stira. However, don't do sometimes like Rabbi Yehuda, sometimes like Chachamim. Da havu luhu trei chumri de sasri adadi. But now look what I underline. Miu b'shas hadchak ein kfeida. If it's a difficult situation, we're not makpid about switching off Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. V'yafal pisha b'koshi yesh l'chavein. Even though if you worked really hard, you'd be able to figure out a way. Shelo ya'acher ha'mincha v'shelo ya'achtan tfilatzer. V'yafal pisha b'koshi yesh l'chavein shelo ya'acher. What does this extra line mean? B'shatzatcha will let you, do a tarat to the sasre. Even though you could, with great difficulty, figure out to exactly when mincha should be and when ma'ariv should be, you have to sort of think about life without a clock and without ma'izmanim. You see, shkia is easy. Look in the sky. Do you see any part of the sun or you don't? Chatzos hayom is easy. Look up. If there's no shadow, it's chatzos. If there is a shadow, it's either morning or afternoon, depending on which direction the shadow is. If the shadow is in the east, it's afternoon. If the shadow is in the west, it's morning. Neitzacham is easy. Do you see a ball of anything, a ball of the sun in the sky? But plag ha-mincha is very difficult to look up and say, is it plag ha-mincha yet or not? I'm saying it's just a random point in the afternoon. It's very hard. There's no hardcore. So now we have a clock. It says plag ha-mincha. I look on my chart. It says plag ha-mincha is 6:53. I look at my clock. It's 6:52 or 6:53 or 6:54. I know when plag ha-mincha is. But if you don't have that, it's very difficult to ascertain. So he says, even though you could work very hard and figure it out, but if you want to, to try to schedule a shul, if a shul wants to schedule, again, before the time of clocks and maizmanims, a shul is going to say, we're going to daven at plag ha-mincha. They're not going to know. People are not going to know when to come. They look in the sky, they're going to...
How did they do
Nates was easy.
How? You wake up, it's dark outside. What do I do now?
They know about how light it is.
Gemara says, I think of Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, one day he got up to Shmoneh Esrei and bright then the sun rose. And he had the smallest
face. Right, yeah.
Because that's pretty cool.
Right,
if you're
okay.
If you want to watch and you can time that,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So here he says that Shas Hadchak, you don't have to drive yourself crazy because you can't really figure out when exactly, Plag HaMincha is. So that's a very nice Svara. The only thing is, nowadays, guess what? We can figure it out. But he says, if it's a Shas Adchak, so you could do it. So again, if it's a Shas Adchak, it's a Shas Adchak. So for example, you see, he's not here talking about the double Tarta Desaster, that you're doing a Tarta Desaster in today's davening itself. He's really talking about doing one day like this, one day like that, which is not as chomer as what we're talking about. But he says, I'm not worried about Tarta Desaster, it's a Shas Adchak. So again, if you have a Shas Adchak, then you could be Mekel. That's what it sounds like. Okay, that's this Ravya. Again, it's a Ravya. Doesn't make its way, I don't think it makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch. But if you consider it, I don't know if every shul wanting to have a 7 p.m. Arav is on a Friday afternoon is a Shas Adchak. But if you could make a case that it's a Shas Adchak, okay, fine. Okay, that's one opinion. Let's go to another Tzad L'Hakel. It's not going to be so different. The Tosfos HaRosh, in the first daf in Shas, the first Amud in Shas, talks about the Zman for Mincha, Marev, and talks about the machlokas that we talks about not making a stira, a tata sasre. And he says, how come? One second. He says there are some inconsistencies because I'm not going to get into the question, but look at the last line of 12. Yesh lomid l'inyan tefila hikilu. Without getting into what he's addressing, which might be a little bit different, l'inyan tefila hikilu. Yeah. So I don't want to get into that. So he says that maybe davening has more of a, that you could be a little bit more calm when it comes to davening. Maybe he means marivs. Maybe he means marav. Why should we be more makel by marav more than anything else? Because the Gemara says marav zershus, whatever those words mean, doesn't mean literally, but the Gemara says marav zershus is something of a not, there's some lower level chiyuv of marav than other chiyuvim. So there's a little more room to play around. You could be a little bit more makel to allow tata to the sastri. Okay? So that's another kula. So maybe Marav is another, has a more tzad l'hakel. Then there's another opinion that is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is a complicated Rambam. The Rambam holds that there are three zmanim for mincha. There's the latest time you could daven mincha is shkia, the earliest time you could daven is 12:30. That's not l'chatchila. More l'chatchila is mincha katana, which is at 3:30 in the afternoon. Not going into that, but based on the analysis of the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah comes out with the following. The Lechem Mishnah says, oh, he actually says the svar that I just said. If you look right at the end of 14, we're not going to go to how he's medayik in the Rambam, but look at the end of 14. Im kein, what I underlined right before 15. Im kein, lefi zeh naktinu kukuli d'chava. You could possibly, yes, be make like both kulas. Ava b'dlov dina b'shar mi'lihach. We don't do this in other situations to do a tadus asri. L'minka kukuli d'chava. Shani hacha d'tfilas arves v'shus. Maybe the Ram holds the tefillah's arvus is a shus, so we're more makel. So the Tosfos HaRosh was saying we're makel in general by tefillah. Tefillah in general we're makel. Here he's saying a specific kula by Mariv, the Mariv is a shus, that's why maybe we're more makel. Okay, so we just presented three svaras lahakel, and maybe we'll stop here. Three svaras lahakel, why specifically either by Mariv? None of these were actually specific to Shabbos. There were general things, either were makel for Shas Adchak, again, I don't know if a shul could argue it's a Shas Adchak, or the Tosfos HaRosh that tefillah is more kal, or that according to the Rambam, this unusual diuk that the Lechem Mishnah creates, that Marav is more kal. So there is room to be makel, to allow to be melamed zechus on those other, on the shuls that do have a 7 o'clock Marav, on a mincha Marav on throughout the summer. But it's clear from the classical poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, all the classical poskim, that's not ideal, and if possible, certainly is proper to straddle Plag HaMincha, if you will, make an early shot.